Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fourth and Goal, the official podcast of fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. My name's Mike Thomas. With me, Mr. Craig Brooks, sitting to my left. How you doing?
Hoo-yah.
Hoo-yah it is.
I'm poor.
Sitting to my right, Mr. Pollard.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Wasn't expecting that. Thought you were going in the clockwise manner.
Yeah, I was too. I was going too,
but then you started talking, so, you know, it kind of threw that off. So, whatever. Across table from me, Reggie, how you doing?
Gonna be better.
Couldn't be better. Awesome.
That's because you didn't lose $1,200.
And
damn straight.
Cuba.
Please, no tasers. No tasers.
So we've got a full table here today.
They didn't get that, but I get it.
I got it.
You got the Miami guy. Yeah, Miami. Poor bastard.
Yeah,
he doesn't matter. Anyway, it's go ahead, Mike.
Fred Evans or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Nice. Well, we got a full show here today. We got a long laundry list of stuff we got to go through. We've got two of the guys here, Craig and Pollard. They just got back from Vegas a couple days ago, so I'm sure they've got some great tales they're going to tell us.
We actually do have some, you know, a couple stories.
Some news in the NBA, some Wimbledon predictions, and then we've got our news and then a couple of our stories, including somebody predicting that the Lions will be winners in 2007, and then Tank Johnson has been released from the Bears. We're going to get into all that and more here on Fourth and Goal. But before we get started, I just want to remind you, go to fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. You can go ahead and check out our posts. When they do come up, they'll start rolling out a little bit more.
They're pretty sweet.
They're good writing.
We got some on there.
I just did one on Monday. We're updating them more. I'm going to be trying to update them more often. You can also send us an email at fourthandgoalshow@gmail.com. Go ahead, and I'm pretty much positive if you send something in, we'll read it. So let's go ahead and get into our first story. Craig and Pollard here went to Vegas.
That we did.
So yeah, we did. And I just want to say, you know, there were periods when I was up. And
I'm sure
it was very short. No,
wait,
that might have only been one, actually, technically. Because what happened is I brought, like, the Wachovia little bag full of money, the little thing they give you at Wachovia, that little paper folder thing. And I had that. And we get to the we fly in and we land and we go to the Bellagio and I don't make it to the lobby. As soon as we pass the roulette table, I sit down and I put 100 down, and I think it was gone in like 5 minutes, maybe not even, because I was gonna play $10 on black and slow it down, but the first spin I was $50 in already. I was like, I'm gonna hit something, and I didn't. So then $200 goes down in roulette, and then we're going toward the lobby, and there's a blackjack table. So we stop, and both of us sit, and I think we both lost it. We both lost
$100.
So I was down three before we checked in. We checked in. Room was fantastical. And right from there, I think we ate, and then boom, it was the poker table. And from 2 p.m. to 5 a.m. the following day, Pollard went back. He went to sleep at about midnight, one, something like that.
Yeah, I left at one.
I did a marathon, and I drank too much, and I made friends with a guy named Raymond, who's a former psychologist, and he was analyzing me while I was going through the 12 steps of alcoholism at the table. And that night, go figure, I drank the most, and I was up $550. So Tuesday morning, I'm up positive $200, total of $1,200 in my pocket. Wednesday at 4 p.m., not 26 hours later, I'm stumbling down Las Vegas Boulevard with a frozen beverage and $0. Zero. No monies whatsoever. Text messaging Mike Thomas as I walk through the sun. I didn't text message you until I got close to Fatburger, you being Pollard. I text messaged Pollard saying, I'm drunk. I'm broke. I'm wandering, hell, or come get me, or something like that.
It was I'm tapped and wandering.
Oh, I'm tapped and wandering? Okay, that's it? I was telling him how poorly I had done. And I guess what happened is there was an upswing from the Wednesday then, because what happened is we went to see Zumanity, which is a Cirque du Soleil show at New York, New York. And I'm going to actually let Pollard tell this story because I was in it.
Yeah, so we're sitting there, and we go up to the ticket counter, and we're just asking to see if there's tickets, because we've been to pretty much all the other.
Was sold out.
Yeah,
that would be a good one.
Was sold out. Love was sold out. We went to a couple of the ticket offices trying to get tickets. So we were just trying to get tickets, and she gave us a choice. We could either get the balcony seats. There's some stools up in the balcony. Or we can get some people canceled, and we could get the love seat in the front.
The front row, except
nice.
It was a couple's couch.
Yeah, it's definitely a couple's couch. And we are the only, like,
dude.
dudes.
They were the only same sex. There wasn't even two chicks on the cut. So, of course, the gay jokes, we got hit like three times.
Which show is this?
Zumanity.
It was the one all about
sex. The only 18-up one. The only 18-up Cirque du Soleil. There was boobies. There was the F word was a lot. I said the F word a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
On microphone.
Nice.
I had the F word on my shirt.
Yeah,
while
true.
I was up there. It just fit. It was just one of those weird kind of coincidences. And we got the gay jokes rained down on us.
We got some dude in a corset who I swear to God his hips were no more than like
he put the leg up.
Yeah,
oh my God, right, he put his leg right up between us. They thought we were gay for reals though.
Yeah, I think because
tell them what the girl did.
Okay, so we're sitting there and there's a girl's being chased by a guy and she ends up in our laps.
And wait a minute. Our laps?
She was in between us, and her hand was on my Johnson.
Bullshit.
No,
she was. Ass was on my crotch, dude.
She was in between us. He's got delusions over here.
Delusions? I got pictures.
You got a picture? Hey, he was on the stage. That's fine. But her hand was on my penis. Anyway. So she grabs him, tells him to come up on stage, and she turns to me and goes, "I'm sorry."
We think that was because she thinks we were gay.
Okay.
And so, yes. Okay.
But that was only gay. That was the third gay reference, but go on.
Oh, yeah. The second one was when he was putting things in a pouch full of, I don't know, it probably wasn't liquor, but, and she's, I'm sorry, I got to set this up. This crazy chick was
yeah, that made no sense.
I know. It made sense when I'm looking at you.
Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, the girl with the bag titties, right.
She was creating fake tits, and she made them out of Ziploc bags and liquor. And so, and she was decorating them, I guess, and she had Craig put a fish and a little beaver.
There's little toys beaver. in the bags.
Ziploc bags full of things that were on her. And then she goes, "You guys must have an aquarium at home, huh?" She looks at it. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Nice.
And then the third gay joke was that the second MC guy, the main MC was a cross-dresser. The second guy who, like, he warmed up the crowd, he had come up to us and he did, I won't do the accent right, but he said, "I know that you know that I know." When he was talking about and he's staring right at us, and I'm like, oh.
And he put our hands on each other's laps.
Yes, he did. He moved hands.
So anyway, so she grabs him, she takes him up on stage, and pretty much they proceed to rub on him and have an orgy. There's like a 30-person orgy on a big Lazy Susan on the stage.
Yeah.
So it's like turning around, and there's a African chick that I thought was hot as hell.
And the French chick
that was like, well, they were all up on him, and they were taking off his shirt and playing with his pants and stuff. And so, yeah.
Which night was this?
Wednesday night. This is, I had lost all my money.
Okay, because I had got a text message. They're in Vegas, which is...
Oh, no, that's later. We'll talk to you. We'll talk about that. That's later.
Yeah. That was like 10 minutes after.
Yeah, that was 10 minutes after the show. But yeah.
I would like to retell that, please.
Yeah, you can have that one. But anyway, so we leave the show, and Craig's got like minor celebrity. Everybody's like, "Oh, look, it's Craig."
I forgot about that. Yeah, people wanted my picture.
They were taking pictures with Craig. I actually have one.
Yeah, I need to get those off the six Vegas pictures you need to give me.
There's a little bit more. We have a couple pictures. It's pretty good. I took some without you there. Anyway, but yeah, so minor celebrity. And Craig took a picture with the like he was the main man.
One of the dudes, yeah.
Yeah, he had one of the dudes. I didn't realize that he had no crotch area on his thing. It was just a silvery dangly thing on his area.
He was a ripped guy. He was pretty set.
Yeah. So, all right. And then
you guys were, you know, you're not gay, right?
I'm pretty aware.
We were playing.
I mean, maybe something happened. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's going to stay there.
Yeah,
because what happens there stays there.
Yeah, so... Yeah. All right, so we leave and we go to Coyote Ugly, and this is where Craig can start.
So what happened is before we actually went into Zumanity, they offered us a hand stamp at Coyote Ugly because that would save us $10 later. And as we all know here at this table, saving $10 matters. That's $20 and it's times two. So we go back into Coyote Ugly, and we go up to the bar, and I'm 90% sure this is the hottest bartender I've ever seen in my life. She's totally set. He likes one of the other ones. Pollard likes one of the other ones better, but... she's blonde. The rack is ridiculous. The stomach is like completely flat, and she's wearing like camouflage short pant things. So and these like white boots. So as soon as we get there, she crouches in front of a dude, puts his head in her crotch, not the gross way, the head back on the vagina area, and messes with his tie, pulls his tie. And starts pouring Jack down his throat, straight up Jack Daniels right down his throat. And I'm like, oh, I wouldn't like that in my head. And I look at his face, and it has the face of someone who, like, maybe just got food poisoning. Like, I couldn't tell why he had, like, in my mind, I'm like, that's not the face that I would have if that girl was crouching and I was in her area. I would have a face of ridiculous smiles and I'd be licking the jack off of anything that I could. So he has that face, and I, obviously, because there's better things to look at, I stop looking at him, and I start talking to her, and she's like, do you want to order a drink? And I'm like, I don't know. She's like, you've been here for a couple minutes. I said, you distracted me. Like, I was, you know, whatever, making some not witty banter. And then I make Pollard give me money to buy the $6 Coors Lights.
$6.
$12 for two bottles.
Didn't even have the blue things on it.
It wasn't the blue.
We weren't even sure if it was cold enough. So,
but I made Pollard pay for it, and it actually turned out that that was the best idea I ever had, because seconds later, after getting the beer, I think I took one sip. I'm still staring at the hottest girl I've ever seen behind bar, and I feel something on my leg, and it was wet, and I said, I think there's a leak in here. And I start looking to the ceiling. I'm holding up my souvenir bags, thinking maybe like there was some water, because we had drank some of those like big frozen drinks, and I'm like, maybe I didn't clean it out good enough and it's dripping on me. So I reach down and I touch it and I bring it up and I look at it and it's kind of clear. So I'm like, I'm almost sure it's water at this point. And I'm like, okay. But then, what? What is that? So I smell my hand and I'm like, oh, wait a second. And so I go back down, pick up some more off my leg here and bring it back.
Round two,
yeah.
Just make sure.
So
I need a second opinion here.
I'm smelling. The bartender chick is looking at me smelling and the look on my face, and I'm like, this guy puked. She's like, he puked? And he's like, you made him puke. I think, Pollard, didn't you say that? You made him puke. And she gets me a cup of water and a napkin, which is apparently hard to get at a bar anyway, so I was honored. And I was so frustrated. This kid left a puddle at his feet.
I was standing in it. I didn't know. I was standing inside the puddle.
Yeah, he was.
I was engulfed by the puddle. It was awful.
So I look to the right. There's the puddle. And I look to the left. And I'm not understanding how I got puke on my left leg, the outside portion of my left leg, if he threw up to the right of me. And then Pollard filled in the holes. Kid dropped his main load right at his feet. Starts walking away
towards the bathroom,
can't make it, and tries to throw up in this little dark area where my leg was.
It's the place where it's like we're standing almost in the place where they go into the bar. It's like like the counter's there. There's no counter.
Yeah.
And then you can walk into the bar. So I guess he was trying to get it into that area.
Like, the least, what is, why?
Least traveled
get
area.
Get it where the employees are.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, that would be easier.
And he nailed me. And
he
nailed me.
Right in the
and
leg.
I couldn't drink the beer, so I was glad that Pollard wasted $12. I was really happy about that, because at this point, once again, I'm poor, and he's not. You know, from there, there was more gambling. I got money out of the bank, and I turned that into more money and stuff.
Part of this story is missing because I got a text message at about midnight here at Eastern Time.
Yeah.
And I rolled over and checked it, and it's from Pollard here. And it's like, and this was right after, like a couple hours after I found out you busted and you went broke. And I'm like, and the message is something along the lines of, not only Craig got vommed on at
Coyote Ugly,
and he was also kissed by a dude.
I said almost.
Here's what that was. We skipped that. While the 30-person orgy was going on when I was on stage, I'm getting rubbed by hot girls. And that's actually true. I have Pollard to verify. They are good looking, and they're touching me. And they're asking me questions. They're like, oh, you don't seem nervous. And I'm like, I'm just going with it. If you want to touch stuff, you go right ahead. And I was just constantly thinking, no boner, no boner, no boner. Just because I didn't want to do that, because that's embarrassing.
Eyes closed, head back, just...
Yeah, I didn't want the 3-inch tent giving it all away. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I look over to my right, and they had brought a woman on stage also. I wasn't the only person who got to do the Zumanity stage thing. And her little bit that they were doing, she starts making out with the dude, with the Zumanity guy. Like, person from the audience, Zumanity person, are kissing maybe like 15 seconds. It went a little bit longer than it should have. I start thinking, I'm sitting next to hot Parisian and hot black chick. Maybe I'm going to get to make out too. Well, next thing I know, the cross-dressing MC is straddling me, is above me, and talking to me. But I'm really not even there anymore because my dream has been shattered already. And he's lowering. He's lowering himself. He's got really big lips because it's a dude. And they're big, and they've got red sequin lipstick. It's like so bling-tastic. And it's happening. He's coming closer, and I don't know what he's saying. He's threatening me or something. I don't know. that he's going to I don't know what he was saying because I was
he just started like when he was walking towards you and then his voice kept getting lower and
yeah.
And he straddled you when he said come to mama or something like that.
Something bad.
Real deep manly
and
voice.
It got closer and closer and closer and I started thinking, well, you know what? At least there's going to be a good story for Mike because this guy is going to kiss me on the mouth. And I didn't know what to do. So he puts the microphone between our mouths, and I'm saying, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, here we go, here we go. And that's when me saying bad words went over the whole. I guess there was like 1,000 people there, maybe 500, something like that. And he gets as close as my mouth, microphone, his mouth. And then he says, how do you feel? And I went with, horny as hell. Let's get it. Let's do it. And he got a tickle out of that, and he didn't kiss me, thankfully, because they were the biggest, like.
He would have had things on his lips. His
oh, my God.
He would have had residue.
Oh, my God. I am so happy that, like.
He might have had a rash from the beard stubble. It would have been bad.
Something would have sucked bad had that happened. It would have been funny, but not. And they gave me a pic. You couldn't take pictures or else I would have hoped Pollard would have been snapping away like lightning. Mm-hmm. But they because I was part of the show, they gave me a picture of me on stage with them. So I've got proof that I was in the show. And that, I guess, you know, that was one of the highlights, you know, considering I lost a lot of money that I need to hold on to the stuff that I did. We ate well. We ate pretty well. And, you know, that was Vegas 2007. Maybe 2008 I'll lose $1,500.
Nice.
Because I keep
you got to keep your targets set.
Well, it keeps going up. I spent more last time, but that's because I paid for the trip. This time I'd like to rationalize that I paid for the room even though I didn't. Because that way it makes more sense.
I got a free massage. I just want to.
They didn't charge that, did they?
Never charged.
That's fantastic.
$155 massage never charged on the room.
Nice. I hope somebody from the Bellagio Corporation listens to this and charges Michael Pollard. I don't know the rest. Another part of your. He's in the Navy. Figure it out. $150 plus interest. He's bragging.
I'm pretty sure they don't.
Get him, Andy Garcia. Get him. All right, that went longer than we thought it was going
to. Yeah, well.
Nah, whatever. We can go now to the you guys wanted to talk about the NBA a little bit?
Just briefly, the only things, there's a couple of cool things going on. The NBA draft is in 2 days. Today's the 26th of June to 2 days, the 28th of June. It'll be at 7:30. I don't think I'm going to be able to watch it or whatever, but what's exciting is there's a lot of buzz going on about Oden and Durant and the three Florida boys. And I don't know if we need to really deal with, oh, who's going to go first, who's going to go second. It's just worthy of mentioning that there's a lot going on and a lot of teams, and there's some potential trades that are in the works now. And what's even bigger than the draft is that Kevin Garnett is on sort of a trading block. They're saying that Phoenix, the Suns, are the most interested, and if they can get him, they might not even have to give up Amari Stoudemire, which is huge. Because think about Amari Stoudemire and Kevin Garnett lined up, you know, shooting at the same time. The same speculation goes for the Lakers. If they get Kevin Garnett and Kobe Bryant, last had they been on the same team and scored the same.
What that was that?
I burped. You cut it out. I couldn't help it. If Kobe Bryant and Kevin Garnett were on the same team last year, they would have combined for the most points of any duo. So, I don't know. If anyone else has anything to say about basketball, I mean, the draft is coming up. There's some crazy trades. Anybody got anything?
Nah. Not really.
All right, moving on.
Fair enough.
No.
Wimbledon predictions.
This is
another thing that's probably only going to be a couple people at the table. But
one-liner. No, this is one-liner.
Yeah, it's actually one word across the table.
I can go one word. Federer.
Federer. No Federer.
No Federer.
Fair enough. All right.
Yeah, that was that's that.
Well, that was nice and easy.
We're trying to keep up with sports and stuff. Oh, wait, the golf, Tiger Woods, I recently read. Well, no, this wasn't even recent. This might actually have already, everybody might already know. He's no longer doing just Buick. He's now the GM guy. He's all of GM now. Huh. They moved him over. It was part of
a baby now, so.
Yeah. Oh, they released
like
the baby picture came
before.
Out, too. The baby
know,
picture came out. Well, I don't know if it's going to be more money. It will. I mean, he gets whatever he wants anyways, but he, I read an article about a marketing group, a consulting firm, and I'm like, why don't I have something in life? Why don't we put together like a consulting advertising firm? Because all this guy does, and he does, you know, he does good work, but he comes up with campaigns for other companies. He's the guy who did the "I'm loving it" for McDonald's. You know, he's that guy. He's just an idea guy. I'm like, well, how do you do that? He didn't graduate from college. What the fuck? What do I need to do? Who do I need to blow? Anyways,
Zumanu.
Yeah, the Zumanity guy. If I blew him, I would have gotten three diseases.
I'm pretty sure that's not possible. I'm almost 100% positive that was a post-op situation.
I don't know. We could that's arguable. But yeah, Tiger Woods is going to be the GM face now. So it's not even just Buick. It's going to maybe be like Chevys and Hummers and stuff.
Hey, why not? Cadillac, baby.
Yeah, Cadillac too. I forgot about. And I think Jeep too, right?
No. Jeep's Chrysler.
Oh.
Daimler Chrysler.
Oh, well. Anyways.
All right.
Pause. All right. Yeah. Noises made.
Well sweet. Done.
Mike, as the host, was late on that. He was supposed to slide on in and save it.
I was going to, but I was kind of not listening.
Okay. Thanks for killing the show, Thomas.
Yeah, bad
host.
Way to go.
Bad host.
I was going
to
say that.
Yeah, whatever. We want Cuba to host now. Cuba, get on the mic.
What do you want me to do? I'm just a Cuban man.
Bring up the news. Let's move into the news.
All right, we're moving on to the news.
Sweet.
Craig, start us off.
I will start us off. I saw a little rumor said that Corey Dillon might go to Green Bay. Anybody?
I saw that as well.
Anybody thoughts on that?
I did not hear about that. That's new. That is new.
You moved up to the mic, like you were like,
he went there.
I have everything I'm going to talk about. Like, no, but
I did not know that. What is that called?
New.
He was like determined. He
that's
comes up
surprising
to, the mic.
To me.
I did not know that.
Do you think he'll be good for Green Bay?
I think anybody'd be good for Green Bay. They have problems.
They've got, I don't know. I mean,
they got running back issues.
But they've got a lot of issues.
But it seems like they want to build.
They lost Sam Congato. They lost Amon Green. That was my leg that you kicked. By the way, I'm just. Okay.
But I thought they were trying to start up a young team instead of
With the 90-year-old quarterback.
Exactly, Lord Favre, whose shoulder is upsetting him.
Which one? His throwing shoulder?
Yeah,
that's lame.
He always does that every year. It's like I'm uncomfortable with something. Make me comfortable.
He needs to break his finger before
Does anyone even know what he gets paid there? Because I don't even think he takes what he could just
Who?
To stay.
Brett
Favre. Yeah, he doesn't even have a max contract. He's not a Peyton Manning. He just like stays there because he can, because he owns the town. I think.
He
I don't even know.
Football.
He doesn't even live there.
Yeah, he lives in Louisiana.
Is it Louisiana? It's some like fucking.
He's from there. I'm pretty sure it's Louisiana. So
well, he's a big ass hick.
Yeah, he is.
Oh
he's
man, John Deere shit.
Big old lip in.
Oh yeah, he dips for sure. Okay, so Corey Dillon may or may not go to Green Bay. I don't know if that's even interesting. What do y'all think? Deion Branch came out and said that Asante Samuel should take the money, just take the money and play. He didn't say it in that exact sentence, but that was the context. Back when Branch had the decision, $1 million was on the table, and he held out. Now Samuel's looking at 7.8 for the 1 year, and Branch is saying, take the money, you know. But it's a hard decision, I guess, because he's looking for that multi-year deal, guaranteed 20 mil for 4 or 5 years. When the 8 is on the 7.8 million is on your table, you will get it.
You take the 7.8. There's that. See, you play a year, and you take that money.
They're worried about
the injuries. There is no guaranteed money. In the NFL, the only guaranteed money you have is what you've already made and signing bonus unless you quit. So
I guess that's what he's like. Maybe I can get a $20 million deal with a $10 million bonus because look what they just threw Nate Vasher over at Chicago.
In a Tampa 2 system, too.
Yeah, they threw a cornerback $28 million, 4 years. That's seven
a
year.
A Tampa 2 quarterback.
And
that's
a bonus of 14.
Tampa 2 cornerbacks have short. They're
Where did
run
they get
stoppers.
The money for that?
They just released Tank Johnson.
they haven't paid Lance Briggs yet.
Yeah, they got a lot of.
They haven't paid anybody, so they throw it all at Vasher, who's okay, but they need their safeties to be. Anyway,
yeah.
So Branch is saying that Samuel should take the money. He probably should take the money. I don't know if he's going to take the money, but that Patriots defense is better with him than without him for sure. He's not a bad player. I think he's a UCFer actually.
Yes, he is.
He is.
Mm-hmm. Which is fantastic for. Our alma mater, three of the five people here at the table graduated from the University of Central Florida. Now, the NFL Europe is about to potentially be disbanded and dissolve. Does anybody care?
No.
Mike Thomas.
Not really.
No. I never watched a single NFL Europe game, and I never plan to.
I don't really care. I watched one game because I was sitting at a firehouse up, and it was on TV, and I'm like, oh, football. And it sucks.
All right.
I've watched multiple games. I watched the World Bowl recently, and it was
that just happened. Yeah.
It was semi entertaining. I mean, it was football. It's not
like
as,
they call it the
near.
World Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's their championship.
It's mm-hmm. been. Yep.
Do they consider themselves world champions or European champions? Because in the NFL, all American sports, they do that. We're so proud. We got hubris up the ass. We're world champions.
I think that's undisputed in football, though. I don't think anybody cares. I think they call
basketball and baseball.
No, I'm saying for the NFL, they're world champions. There's no team.
It's true, but not on baseball. They can get spanked by some of those Tokyo boys. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, I always think that's just American over pride. It's excessive when they say world's championships when it's not.
I think it has to do with the fact there's not really like a real league around the world
true.
For those sports.
True.
So
that's the Olympic type stuff.
Yeah, but that's not
which we
year.
Haven't won in basketball lately.
Not in a
while. Kobe's saying that's what he's on right now. He's like, I don't want to talk about the Lakers. I want to talk about USA basketball.
Yeah, right.
Patriotic. Nice.
Maybe, whatever.
Yeah, so, I mean,
so does nobody cares about NFL Europe, huh?
I don't particularly care that it's going. It hasn't been the farm league that it was supposed to be.
The only good thing about it is the players that are okay, you know, they need more practice or whatever. A lot of them go over to NFL Europe to get more, you know, game time NFL practice. And yeah, that's a good thing. I don't know if it needs to be completely disbanded, but if it knocks it down to like just a little bit less of a money spending, if you just make it, here are some games.
AFL is becoming more important by far than the NFL Europe.
It's not a matter of importance. I don't know of any NFL players really that go to the arena football in the offseason to play.
No, they wouldn't do that.
But a lot of players go to NFL Europe in the offseason to play.
I wouldn't call it a lot.
There's three reasons that the NFL Europe is possibly disbanding. One, it's that the season for NFL Europe goes so far into the offseason of NFL that players like this guy, his name is Casey Hamlet, I think. Bramlett. He was the quarterback for...
Oh, the good one? The one that was going to maybe do something?
No. He was the one that... O'Donnell or O'Connor, whatever, the guy was supposed to do something. But Casey Bramlett, he's from the Redskins, and now he's fourth in line. He's going to come over. He's missed their entire offseason workouts. That's the reason. That's one of the reasons that NFL Europe is going down, because it cannot be the farm league, because people are coming in way after all the offseason stuff is going on. Two, it's expensive. It's not making any money.
No,
it's not making money. That's why I'm saying you need to, if you shorten it and just make it a couple, you know, make it,
yeah, it's
try
not
to take
work.
It down off
it's
the stage, because what they're trying to do is make it a Premier League in Europe.
That's and not going to happen because soccer.
It's never going to happen, but if they knock it down and spend less money, I think something
it's
like that's
go,
a good
it's
system.
It's
going to
go
already.
Away.
They only have an 8-week season.
No, it's gone. It's gone because you can't compete with their football. You can't compete with soccer in England. You can't. It's impossible.
Well, then
they have eight leagues of soccer out there, and they all know what's going on in it. It's good
for the NFL to have some of their players that are not, you know, not the premier players, not the starters on teams.
They're not even. They are practice squad players.
It's still good for players to be able to go and have this ability to go practice and come in and play and compete. It only makes the team better.
It doesn't though, because. Because
they're coming
name a,
tired.
Name a player that comes over from NFL Europe that even barely makes the squad. There's a couple people. There's two.
But it's still
we could play in the NFL Europe.
I don't think so.
We could do it.
Okay.
You got to start with your Orlando Stars first, and then go up from there.
No,
I could do it.
They're not nearly as talented. People who don't
All-Stars.
Make the majority of the players over there are people who don't even make practice squads.
I bet you I can be
squads.
The punt returner, number
they
9
don't
pick.
Don't make NFL. Okay, we're having like six conversations at the same time. No, they just don't. They don't even make the practice squad, so they go over there and they play. The people who come over here, like I said, they come in too late. They don't even make the practice squad. We had a guy. Our punter is that Mike Barr guy, the Steelers. I'm sorry. He comes over every year, doesn't make the squad. Hasn't made the squad in 4 years. And
every
he's a
time
punter.
He tries. It's got to be hard when you can't make the squad and you're a punter.
Exactly.
All you do is kick the ball.
Exactly. They're just not, I mean.
They ask you to do nothing but kick it up and over. And if you can't do it, you are lame.
If you can't kick the ball farther than Chris Gardocki, you got problems. Anyway, and the third reason I was saying is that they're actually trying to make the actual NFL a European thing.
Correct. They're bringing
the
real.
That's another reason that they're not, because apparently by 2008 they want to have two or three games.
There's going to be a game in Wembley Arena next year for sure. That arena seats more than
100,000.
Oh, it's 120. It's like 110 or 120. And that's going to be huge. And it's going to sell out. And that's the difference.
It did already, didn't it? Didn't it sell out?
I thought they actually pulled back on it, like it was going to be a Giants game, and now they're not sure. There's still things happening.
The thing that they pulled the Hong Kong game that was supposed to be this year,
right?
That was like 3 months ago that they pulled that one, and so they're having problems because again, the soccer is just too big.
They're going to play at Wembley though.
They're going to play, but I think they're trying to move it over there, and people are getting excited about it over there, and so I mean, hopefully if they get quality football over there, and hopefully if they...
Untapped billions is what it is.
Exactly.
For the NFL.
It is. It's lots of money over there. And
aren't they supposed to build some arena in Mexico as well?
I think yes. That's already... Don't they already play there too?
They played a Giants... a 49ers Cardinals game there a couple years ago.
Okay.
They are trying to go international, and the NFL is the richest sport in America, so it might as well be the richest. It's currently not. Team by team, it has more money than some of the soccer leagues, but soccer as a whole has a lot more money because there's so many more teams.
Exactly.
And, you know, Manchester U, Real Madrid, they're very, very rich. They're in the billions of dollars. But what's his name? Glazer owns Man U. The guy who owns the Tampa Bay Bucks owns Manchester United. And England actually is getting they're getting their panties in a ruffle or whatever because there's three American owners that just recently bought big teams. Real Madrid is owned by an American too now. And not Chelsea. No, maybe it is Chelsea. I don't know much about soccer, but Americans have been edging in, American billionaires, and the English don't like that. They really don't like that. No, I don't like Glazer. He's a douchebag, but,
yeah.
You know, whatever. So, moving forward.
The story is the NFL Europe is not.
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone. Dead. So, there's a lot of people that, you know, want more money in the NFL, and maybe some of them maybe deserve it. Should the Chiefs pay Larry Johnson a bag of gold coins?
Should they? Yes. Will they? No.
Well, why not, Reggie?
Once again, it comes to the whole fact that they're wanting to build a young team. Larry Johnson's been there, four or five seasons.
That's still
enough.
He's
03, right?
It's
he's
better awesome. For him to go yeah, to another team. Two. He'll probably get more money if he goes to another team, I would think.
Oh, he'll get more money.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to let him go.
They're not going to pay him.
They're not going to pay him, so
oh
he
my
might
God.
As well go.
What a terrible move for
it's
the Chiefs.
I don't, I, like I said, should they? Yes. Will they? No.
What
they
an
will not
awful
pay
move.
How much is he asking for?
Five a year. No, he's only asking for 5-6 a year.
I thought he was asking for top five.
Well, running back money is different than quarterback money.
I know that.
Yeah.
I thought he wanted seven. I don't know.
They won't give him five. They won't even give him five.
He was looking for LT type money. That's what he was looking for.
Well, LT doesn't get mad crazy money.
That motherfucker's
humble.
What LT should be getting is what he's asking
LT
for.
LT should get whatever he feels like because he just set every
rushing record there is.
But no ring.
Oh, I think they should definitely pay him. I mean, without him on the team, what are the Chiefs?
I guess they assume that they always like their backups, man. Yeah, the Chargers like their backup too. You know, they're a team who I would expect that if something really happened where LT was a douchebag, they would push him out. They like Michael, isn't it Turner?
Michael Turner, he's
and
good.
The guy in the Chiefs, they like him too. LJ was the backup to Priest.
Yep.
And it's like it's this I don't even understand front offices. I really don't. Now, there's teams out there like the Bears throwing 28 plus 14, $42 million at a cornerback for 4 years, and you can't throw money at the number two, last year's number one rusher in the entire league. Where is the sense? How do you make sense of all this in the NFL in the front offices? I don't get it.
It's a money thing.
But if it's a money thing, like how do you give one guy who's a cornerback, especially in
You got to understand how contracts work. They don't expect him to be. They don't expect him to play the last year of that contract. They're always big.
It's backloaded.
It's backloaded. They do not expect.
Because then they can always restructure
it. Exactly. They don't. So those numbers that you're seeing are probably like 50% of it is that last year. And so
not the bonus that they threw at him.
The bonus, but the signing bonuses are prorated over those years.
That's true.
He's not getting. He doesn't sign it and get the $12 million.
No, I know, whatever. But he's getting like four, which is nice.
Four,
or three.
He'll have 3 years where he's probably going to be. And every year they have the right to cut him. They don't have to pay him.
No, the only thing he's guaranteed is the signing bonus.
That's the only thing he's guaranteed. So those monies, it's weird because it doesn't. It looks like it is more than it is.
Well, I think LJ is the kind of player who's worth the five.
I do
guaranteed.
Too. Everyone, I don't think there's anybody in NFL land that would ever disagree with the fact that LJ is worth
the money.
The
Chiefs front office, apparently.
The reason that they did this and they said this is that they are a passing offense is what they've put out there. They want a passing attack. He's not as vital to that as
no, but it doesn't hurt when you have 1,700 yards on the ground.
Okay,
and
so
15
what they really want now is in the next couple of years, you're going to see them grab some high value receivers.
How about
than
a real quarterback?
But while it might not hurt them to get that 1,700, it might not be worth that much money
exactly.
to them, and
that's their thing.
And while any other team would be jumping at it to pay that type of money to get him,
his trade value
should be huge.
It's huge.
Should be humongous.
And that's another reason why they're not going to pay him. Next year, after he plays this year, they're going to pay him well, whatever his contract is.
Whatever his contract is, which isn't fantastic. He's not in his rookie one anymore, but...
I believe he still is.
No, they don't do five-year rookie contracts in the NFL.
They do four.
So yeah, but he was
0-2.
There's no
six,
way. He must have... Yeah, but you better believe he re-signed after that last year when he owned it.
He's gonna. He probably signed a three year contract 2 years ago, right in between that season before he was supposed to be awesome and he did perform well. But you got to believe that next year, right as his contract is coming up, they're not going to drop him. They're not going to release him. They are going to trade him, and they're going to trade him to somebody who's going to give them a receiver.
Well, I think that the second he leaves, that team loses an extra two games that they weren't going to lose. Because he's vital. Maybe even more than that.
It depends on who they pick up. They might be drafting the next big thing next year. They might move up and grab the first running back out of next year's class.
But I think they're the kind of team that with him have the chance to do it, have the chance to win it. And without him, you need a premier guy. You need an LJ. You need an LT. You need a big guy.
But not if their plan isn't to have that type of running back. You can have a good offense if you're focused on passing first. You can have a decent.
Where do they get off saying we're a passing team, though? With what?
No, but maybe that's where they want to take it in the future.
That's the direction that they want to go with that team.
I'm like, no, you're not.
They got
with
they
Eddie
got
Kinnison
Brody Croyle
or whatever.
In the back,
in the wings.
Okay,
waiting.
He's waiting, and they're going to let him wait. And that's how successful quarterbacks
Damon
happen.
Damon Heward run
yeah,
the
gonna,
offense.
Yeah, they're let
yeah
him
he
run
had
this
a good
year.
Like six, seven games or
they
whatever.
They got LJ this year. They got Damon Heward. They got Eddie
Damon
Kinnison,
Heward in six games threw 10 touchdowns and one pick. That's not okay. It's good accuracy, but 10 touchdowns in six games ain't gonna win you a lot of games.
Not when you have LJ.
That's what I mean.
But see, what we're saying is that they're not going in that direction. They don't want to be the hand the ball off 27 times a game.
Right.
They want to be hand the ball off 15, 20 times a game.
I think it's
and
a bad
pass.
Idea for the Chiefs. That's just my opinion.
Well, I believe that they have a different plan. I don't know whether it's to me not the right plan. I think they should keep LJ, you know, draft a receiver in the first couple rounds next year.
That seems like it's the easiest way to do it.
Okay, don't just stop talking, just wrap it up.
Okay. Oh. It's wrapped.
I still don't even know. I don't even get the signals. So at the
to me this means keep it going.
I
keep
know.
It going.
That's what this means when you stretch it out.
Stretch.
The stretch. Wrap it up.
Sorry, I didn't go to radio class.
No, right?
You took TV.
I don't know what the hell
you
he's talking
Stempler.
About.
You know what I was doing? I was working with stuff in the back.
Well, you know what
it
happened
nothing
though?
Nothing to do with all this.
Like Roger Goodell was talking to all the rookies at the rookie symposium recently, and he was talking about discipline, and how important it is, and they opened it up for questioning. And the former Heisman Trophy winner, who's a Baltimore Raven now, which is probably the best place he could have ever went in like all the world, lucky fifth-round pick for them, he steps up and he starts questioning Goodell on, you know, when are we going to see all this good stuff, you know, that you've been talking about the NFL has going on? When are you going to talk about the good stuff? When is it going to stop being negative? And I think he's got a good point. I think Troy Smith, you know, 22-year-old, has a real good point that, you know, Goodell has been... You know, an iron fist type guy. He's garnered a lot of respect and stuff like that. But when are we going to hear about some of the good stuff? I'm tired of Tank. I'm tired of Pac-Man. I'm tired of guys getting tasered, shot at. I'm tired of it. I want to see some of the good stuff. I don't know. Maybe they need to do a Make-A-Wish NFL style because I just saw one for David Ortiz on baseball.
Well, you know, he's not in charge of the AP writing these stories.
No.
He's not the one.
But I'm sure he's got his thumb somewhere near one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does.
I'm sure he could do his own part to release stuff, but you know as well as I do, news doesn't sell with, you know, oh, look, I mean, look at what the NFL did for the, look at what this team donated, look at what this guy did with the United Way, look at all this, look at all that. It doesn't work.
Those only work in the
But they should pump out a new series of those United Way commercials.
And they will, but they will do it in September.
I was going to say that. You need good stories. Just watch the NFL Network. Because every 5 seconds, it's another Roy Williams for the Dallas Cowboys.
He likes to read to children. Yeah. He can't actually read, but he likes to look at the pictures with the kids.
And you know how to read, right?
And if you go to these teams' websites, they do have on there all the charity events that they do. Yeah. I mean, I go to the Steelers' main website, and they always have four main stories, and almost like two out of the four stories almost every time is some type of charity event or, you know, some kids coming to meet the school or them going out and doing this and building a house. And, you know, the it's just the positive news
isn't
it doesn't
sell. It works in the local markets. It doesn't work on the ESPN. It just
plus
doesn't.
Right now, really, what is there to talk about? I mean, once training camp and stuff like that starts, maybe you'll have some more.
What's
like,
there to talk about?
About
all the players don't have anything to do now, so now
all the players
getting
in trouble. That's
dude,
what
you
it is
give
to talk about.
A young dude, white or black, doesn't even matter. You give him $2 million and nothing to do, and there's a problem. He's gonna get some dogs to fight. He's gonna go.
he's gonna go to strip clubs,
and then he's gonna drink.
He's gonna drink, and then he's gonna drive. And that's what's dumb about these guys. They're rich. Why are they – any NFL guy that gets a DUI I think is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Any sports star. Why are you driving your own car?
Pay somebody to do that.
Or have a friend. They all have posses and stuff. How is he, the poor bastard, driving? Have
someone. They already started a fight. A guy in a strip club. That's
yeah,
why.
They've already threatened someone. Had someone murdered Pac-Man. Yeah. Oh, that's
wherever
another
Pac-Man
news story.
Goes,
yeah, how many,
somebody
how many,
gets shot.
Yeah, however Pac-Man goes to a strip club, someone gets shot.
I'd like to place my vote down that he is never taking another NFL down. He's never playing another NFL
gone.
Down.
No. He's done.
I'm surprised. I mean, has the Titans, have they done anything?
No, they don't have to. That's the point.
It's over. He's not even a player anymore.
They don't have to pay. They don't have to pay him.
He broke all the contract stuff that you can't do. He broke all that. His shit's voided.
Yeah, like number one, don't shoot somebody.
Yeah, no. He never went to any of his.
Don't get arrested five times or however many times.
He knows the NFL is tailing him. That's the worst part, is because he's been in trouble before, because right before he went to go see Roger Goodell a couple weeks ago, he went to a strip club.
Right before the meeting, like, oh, you know what? I got like 20 minutes to burn. Let's go over to this strip club here.
Yeah, he went from a strip club to Roger
Goodell. Let me throw $10,000 in the air.
And then say, I want it back. I want it back. No, ladies who have children and money need money. No, I need that back.
I don't even understand how crazy he must be in his mind.
Well, aren't the feds going after him anyway?
Everybody's
going
after him.
He's got two federal charges of coercion. Or
his
right.
brain,
he's
I think, is
jail for a couple years.
Something's wrong.
He
where
said
he's
they set
like,
up to 6 years, and I don't think anybody in the NFL is going to do it. But like I was saying, is that at least it's football related.
Good job.
Anyway. What I was saying is on the blog is that okay, it's still going. Can't get it.
No cutting. All right, we'll write down the time. Dude.
I was saying on the blog that if the NFL were to do something, is it still going?
It was.
Go ahead.
Shut up.
Keep going. All right. I was saying with that if it'll, okay, it's going again.
If the right, NFL, I think what he was going to say.
Yeah, you finished that because I think I read it.
I'm not sure. We'll I'm not 100% sure. I'm just going to stall sort of until he gets back because it was something about if the NFL I really don't know where he was going with that. I just know the Pac-Man's never going to see another down of football. It's just not going to happen. Not NFL Europe
the
style.
NFL, the NFL, what they usually do when something bad happens and they it's to sweep it under the rug. But
they ain't sweeping this.
The smartest thing to do is to not even make a big deal out of it as a corporation, that way to minimize the negative media attention that they get.
No, they've already cracked down on them. They're going to be like, what? We've already, you know, reached our decision.
Other guys get swept under the rug. He will not. He's messed up too many times. If this was first offense, they would sweep it because that's what they do.
But by sweep it under the rug, what I mean is not make a big deal out of it. They're going to do what they have to do, but they're not going to publicize it as much because it still brings that negative.
This is
going to
remain.
And Goodell is not. I don't think he's going to be in the business of sweeping too many things under the rug here because he's trying. His image that he has created for himself is cracking down.
Yeah.
So to sweep things under the rug sends the wrong message, not to the media, but to the players.
Right.
So he's going to come down extra hard on people these next couple years, even for minor things.
Can we get some discipline in the NFL? I know it's all he's been saying, but like it's not even happening. Because a two, three, four bad eggs really do affect 1,200 players or however many players it is.
Yeah.
It's about 1,200, right?
Yeah, but it also stems back to college and high school. Because if you nip it in the butt there won't be
It's too
problems.
Difficult with all the corruption that's going on in college right now, and you can't stop all of that.
Yeah, there's no big-name player really coming out of college that you can't finger for some type of money.
Seriously.
But still.
Even the white crackers who are just like clean as a whistle. You know Brady Quinn got some free shit. At least a free blowjob in the coach's office. You know it.
Of course he did.
From AJ Hawk's. Oh, wait. No, it's his sister.
That would be his sister.
No, never mind. Yeah, from AJ Hawk. No, it's Quinn's. Sister
is
married to AJ
to
Hawk, right? So that's not that. The joke would have been if it was Hawk's sister. Quinn's sister blows AJ Hawk.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Often, we got it. I hope nobody that knows either of those huge gentlemen ever listens to this.
We'll send it out.
Yeah, we'll send it. We'll send it right to AJ Hawk because he's not like 6'4", 275.
Massive linebacker.
He's actually good too.
I know he is
for a rookie. I traded one of his autographs.
All right, you got any more news stories, Craig?
You know what? I do, but it's all just, you know, holdouts and stuff. I'm not interested in holdouts and stuff.
You and Paula were going to bounce back and forth on a couple of these things and failed on that one, but
whatever.
Whatever.
What do you have left? Stories. We really got to talk about this Gene Upshaw thing. Basically,
no, we don't.
Gene Upshaw. Well, it's a huge. If we're talking about the NFL,
they're old. Once they're old, let them go.
Really? You think so?
Set them to pasture.
Well, let's set up the story here. Basically, there's a whole bunch of old retired NFL players, the guys who built the league and what it is today, and they're not getting money. They're because they get six or seven doctors to say that they're fucked up, and then the NFL doctor says, "No, you're not. So you're not. You know."
What the NFL should do is what the PGA has going on with their whole. No, no, not the senior tour. The PGA has this nasty 401k, and I say that with fake quotations. They've got a retirement plan set up. I don't know the details of it. I read an article about it in a financial magazine because it's so sick that these players are going to be set if they play a certain amount of time or in a certain amount of tournaments, play for X amount of years. They're fine monetarily. And really, that's what the problem is in the NFL. They're getting no money whatsoever.
They have no money because those guys, when they played in the
'70s,
they made 20 grand a year.
But so what sucks is, what do you do now? Where do you take the money from now? Do you make the teams take care of it?
Show some respect for the people that help build your league and do a little bit more to help them with their health care. Because right now, they're just wiping their hands and be like, not my problem.
Gene Upshaw makes $6 million a year. He's the head of the
NFL
Players Association.
Goodell probably makes a lot of money, too.
Okay. He makes $6 million a year. You can't tell me that 40 grand to a guy who needs knee surgery.
Well, all I'm saying is, if you were making $6 million a year, it might not be your 40 grand.
I'm not saying take it from Gene Upshaw.
Right.
They got enough money to pay
these guys. I know there's money, but there's not money.
You got to show respect to the guys who built the league. It wouldn't be where it is today without
I agree that respect should be shown. I just don't think it's actually going to happen. I think that they can set something.
It's in front of Congress right now.
I know. There's problems.
Congress is not happy.
But I think that what they can do is set something up now for players now and in the future, but it's too difficult to retroactively get this together.
No, it's not. They have to do is set up even something as simple as a percentage of even what, like a percentage of the revenues or something goes into an account that the NFL has that they use for
investment.
Not investing. They take that money and use it to healthcare for the former players.
Well, they would invest to try to gain on it.
And then as the future, it's like Social Security. Like we're paying right now for older gentlemen, and then when we get old,
there ain't gonna be nothing left.
There's not gonna be nothing left. But the idea of it is that people our age. But
here, that's the problem. They don't want to pay for that.
Here's the deal. I mean, I watched a special about a guy who was just an offensive lineman for the Vikings in the 80s.
It was on the news tonight.
He got lots of concussions. He can't get out of his bed. He can't get off his couch in the daytime. He's on his couch all day. He's clinically depressed. He's got headaches and stuff like that. He can't move. He goes to doctors and they tell him, you're clinically depressed. It's an NFL injury. It's from your concussions, this and that and this. But he went to the NFL doctor and they say, no, it may be related to something else. So we're not going to pay you any money.
And that's
just to get some drugs to so that he can be not depressed and on his couch all day.
Give him some Zoloft.
Exactly. That's all he wants. But he has no money to pay for it.
Of course not.
And that's actually the problem. It's not they don't need to set something up. They already have something set up.
They have billions
of dollars just sitting there. What the problem is, all these players keep going in front of these councils, and they just make them go to another doctor, and it's just they're not.
So it's the process that's broken. It's not the fact that there's no money.
Right.
The process is very, very broken.
Then that needs to get looked at, because the NFL has too much money for there not to be any for their players. But I still think they need to really work on something for their current players, a retirement program
the thing
or package.
For the current players, it's got to be only for – because most of the current players make enough money
That's true. It's true. But so do all these PGA guys, and they're still setting something up because these guys are poor with their money.
It should be an
option. See that.
Yeah, it should be an option.
They should have an option to invest
portions
of
their –
for the
guys who are always going to make league minimum, that kind of deal.
Right.
That they need to but
we all know that Peyton Manning's not going to have a problem getting a credit card in 2025.
But, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about the guys that were all-stars.
Yeah,
back in the day, they didn't make any money.
It's the NBA also, like Magic Johnson, one of the best players of all time, even his contract at its best wasn't the league minimum now. So I mean it's like that all across the board in all the sports that you can think of. And it's a damn shame. What do you do?
But also, none of the sports are as,
except for hockey,
physical on the body.
What do those hockey football guys do? Just sit at home and vegetate?
They,
I don't know.
They go away to die. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe
they get a new set of teeth. And then
it's
they
their see. That's, you know, there's another argument entirely here, which is, you know, if you're going to be a pro athlete and you put yourself
that's
in that, you just sign the deal. You sign that contract for X amount of dollars. If I sign a $1 million contract to be a punter, but I get my jaw realigned and shit, I risked something by doing that. I went and I said, I'm going to play in the NFL, one of the most dangerous sports in the world. Give me my money. And if I have a broken face when I come out of it, that's probably, I mean, I signed a piece of paper. It's the same like, you know, back when we were 13 and we rode that little swingy ride on iDrive, we signed something that said if we fall off that swingy thing and we break our face, they don't give us anything. They're signing papers. They're signing documents that are, you are at a risk at all times. The old guys signed papers too.
No, I know, but I don't know. I don't know about the language on those papers.
Oh, who? No. Sure. I'm not trying to speculate. I'm just saying there's something to be said for you are playing a dangerous sport. You know you're playing a dangerous sport. The more they do research, they're coming out with sick stuff that the concussions are bad and.
Right, but that research wasn't really available to.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. But
yeah, they didn't know. But a lot of the problem is concussions and people.
All the research is out now. If you had a chance to play, you'd play.
Of course I would.
So it doesn't even matter.
But now you're making a lot more money.
I'd play for the money they were playing for then.
I'm sure all of us would.
Yeah.
But I'm saying what I'm saying is that they didn't know this. The concussions is the big part because people now are legitimately like suicidally clinically depressed.
I know.
And so now that's a bigger problem than just people with their knees that they need problem.
They have
musculoskeletal things. No, it's the mental thing that's the big deal in the NFL because there's a guy, what is his name, Joe DeMillier or whatever.
Hell, Mike Webster with the Steelers.
Yeah, he died a couple years ago.
His son is part of the push.
He was living in a car for years.
Yep.
You know, you get hit in the head a lot, you go crazy. Ask any of the boxers. Yep. Just how it happens.
Yeah, we saw that one guy on that. That was the funniest thing.
They don't even wear headgear. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm on the side of it where I do want these guys to get help. I want them to get their Zoloft and their Lipitor and their Avodart so they don't have to have big prostates. But, you know, they got to play professional sports and they made the choice. So,
the message for the day is, folks, push your kids into golf.
Yeah.
No football.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Less contact. You might rip a knee or a wrist
or a
shoulder.
Going to golf, healthcare is a privilege, not a right.
Exactly. All right, another story that came out a couple days ago is USA Today released a article about the top 25 sports moments in the last 25 years, and not one of them, not one.
I don't even. You'd have to get that list. That makes no sense.
Yeah, I can't. I can't imagine
related to the NFL, and it's.
I can't imagine that actually them excluding that sport. What was number one?
It's not that they excluded it. I didn't read the actual article. I just know that it was a blurb on that ProFootballTalk.com. And I mean, just some of the things that could have made the list. Either one of the San Francisco or Dallas dynasties, the catch. You know, the 49ers, the catch, 32-point comeback for the when the Bills came back on the Oilers, and won 32 points. Even something as big as
the
NFL.
Ice Bowl, all the old stuff.
College,
come on now,
even in 72 college Dolphins, games. Yeah,
that was a good thing. Yeah. Hold on to that as long as you can.
I do.
Flutie making the pass in college. You've got
That pass was sick. How many yards was that? That was crazy.
It was enough.
Like 80 yards.
Yeah. It was enough for a touchdown.
Oh, it was far, dude. It was far.
There's you got the Immaculate Reception, which is considered usually
that's
considered
not 25 years though. I don't think.
Oh, I forgot it was 25 years.
Yeah. It had to be. It
that
had
does
be
put a little limit.
72 or no. 25.
Wait, no, what was the span of years?
That was after
last 25 years, so it'd have to be to 82.
Oh, that would take out the Ice Bowl and all that stuff too.
Not of all time.
That takes out the whole first part of our argument.
Yeah, I know.
No, that crippled us.
Yeah, that's why I limited it to the.
I guess
that's why I didn't even say the Pittsburgh Dynasty.
Yeah, the Cowboys.
Said San Francisco and Dallas dynasties. NFL Network, even that's huge right now. I mean, that's the largest growing networks. It's so great, dude.
Can I get it? How do I? Who do I?
I think Time Warner has it.
No,
well,
we have
they
Bright House.
Pays the money.
It's more expensive. Doesn't it cost Time Warner more, or whoever the cable companies more than it does for even ESPN?
Well, to get what it is that
no. What
NFL wants it to be part of basic cable for Bright House and Time Warner, and they want money.
They put it on one of their bigger packages. DirecTV, all the satellite guys.
There is no Bright House package that has it. I would buy that one.
Yeah, no. That's they won't. The NFL won't offer it.
Fuckers.
The NFL won't offer it to Time Warner unless they put it on the basic cable. And
I see.
Warner won't do that, so Time Warner doesn't have it.
They blow.
Oh.
That's terrible.
That sucks. And
it does.
We're left with the NBA channel.
It's one of the few
channel.
Things I want
Direct
in life.
TV, man.
That I can
have. DirecTV is awesome.
Yeah, but I like to watch TV when it's raining outside. I don't like
it. Watch TV when it's raining all
When I had satellite, it would, like, storm clouds would come in and just all of a sudden,
I was at his house. It did that. It did do that.
It did it right after I bought a pay-per-view movie. I was like, bought, static, clouds came in, everything was gone.
Mike used to watch a lot of $3.95 movies on Friday nights when he was 13 to 17, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
You fit in the, you fill in the blanks on what type of movies those were. Romantic comedies.
Idle Hands.
All of them. He saw You've Got Mail 6 times and paid all 6 times.
He likes every line.
He likes Meg Ryan, whatever.
All right. The last thing I wanted to talk about is the off-season contact. Now, according to the collective bargaining agreement of 2006, yawn, there's until training camp, there's supposed to be zero for the players' safety. There's supposed to be zero off-season contact, zero.
Yeah.
And yet, every picture you get from OTAs and mini camps and stuff, they're all doing, you know, blocking drills and stuff. It's all over ESPN and stuff like that.
Does that go for riding motorcycles as well? Because there was a player that went down on another motorcycle
again.
LeVar Arrington.
LeVar Arrington.
Oh, I thought you meant another one besides.
Oh yeah.
He's not doing good.
Yeah, he wasn't.
No, I think he's like broken.
Yeah, he's done. Anyway, so yeah.
he was done before.
No. Off season. This is just for during practices, mini camps, OTAs, that kind of thing. The Raiders got their OTA shut down because a player complained.
I didn't hear about this, honestly.
It's really not. It's something that
it seems kind of silly.
It does, but it's for the player's safety, and they just created a hassle-free or an anonymous call line for the NFL.
Yeah.
Players can call
heard about
in
that.
Now and say, you know, either, you know, I feel like we're being overdone or overstressed. There's contact. I feel like our safety's in
nice.
Question.
Can you imagine being a player and doing that, but not try and do it anonymously? Like, I got to use the restroom, guys. I'll be right
you're
back.
On your cell phone.
You run into the locker room. You got the little, you're holding your helmet. You got the phone like, hey, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, they're making us do things.
They're making me touch
they're
guys.
They're making me do blocking drills, and I'm really tired and sore, and I'm a pussy.
Exactly. So
please give me my money.
It's better than dying of heat stroke like all those
out
players.
Out of the darkness comes a guy with a club over the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The coaching staff.
It's season contact my ass.
It's Goodell just. Yeah.
So, yeah, there's that.
Cloak and dagger shit.
I just, NFL's going a way that I don't like right now. And
what do you mean?
Why?
Just with
what's wrong with that?
I think that there should not be something that the coaches would even agree on if they don't plan on going that way. The coaches got together and made this huge agreement. The players weren't even there, and they're like, for the players' safety, we won't have any off-season contact.
Yeah, that's weird that the coaches would even agree and then be like, yeah, let's make them run into each
other.
Are
they? What I mean, like, are they actually? They're
not
tackling
they're not,
each other.
No, they're not allowed to have physical contests. That's the wording on it. No physical contest, so no blocking drills, no line on line, none of that stuff. They agreed to this during off-season training. So basically, they're not even supposed to have like races where people are like running 40s against each other, that kind of thing. They're not allowed to have that.
The NFLPA wants their players to be fresh.
Well, if the coaches are the one, maybe they just need to readdress the wording. If they're the ones that agreed to it,
there's no readdressing until 2008 or whatever when they come up. It's 2009 when they come up with
But what
new
I'm saying, if the
CBA.
Coaches are the ones that came up with it and came up with the wording, and they're the ones that are blatantly not following it, then maybe it's just they had a different interpretation of what they were putting down on paper.
I guess. But there's going to be a fight about it soon.
But that's what I don't like is that all this stuff is happening. This collective bargaining agreement they came up with is coming up more and more with salary caps and all this crap. You know, the NFL is inflating so much in the next couple of years that the salary cap is going to be up to $120 million by the time, by 2009. It's crazy. And then now you have and with along with all the salary cap stuff, they did this franchise tag thing.
Yeah.
They restructured that so it's top 5%. So now we have players all over the you know, and all these teams
making like $8 million a year for 1 year.
That don't want to sign their $8 million contract because their agents are telling them that they can get more in other places.
Yep.
And so that's what I'm saying when I don't want to say I don't
it's
like
true. The
NFL
is there's a money thing happening that's not comfortable for the viewer. It's only getting more expensive for us.
Exactly. But I mean,
as long as they don't do what college did and go to pay-per-view.
Well, they pretty much
still
did
get
that
college
with this NFL
games,
network thing.
You
they
still
got
get
yeah,
games.
But if you want to watch, like, sometimes if you want to watch your team, you watch. You
they
pay
already
pay-per-view.
Did. They already did that. The ticket, the Sunday ticket.
But that's different. That you can still go to a bar and watch your game. You can still. the Sunday ticket, though, is more of a package as opposed to a pay-per-view. I just want to watch this one game. Let me make a one-time purchase for this one game. It's different when you've got a package.
Hell, I don't even know if I'd mind that, depending on the price.
No, I did it. It was fine. I watched UCF get their, you know, get destroyed by Florida, but it was a pay-per-view. Nice. A lot of the bigger schools are doing this, and, you know, as long as the NFL doesn't do it.
No, but the NFL pretty much did do it with the NFL Network. You guys cannot, with your TV at here, watch. There's 10 games at the end of the season that you're not going to be able to watch.
Nope.
And they're good games, too. There's some serious games. There's a Pittsburgh versus the Rams. We can't watch that unless you have NFL Network.
That's poops.
Yeah. But
it's worse than pay-per-view because you can't even watch it unless you go somewhere. You have to go to a bar to watch any of those games.
That makes sense.
But ideally, you're not – if you
that's Thanksgiving games, too.
But when you've got the NFL Network, the concept is you're not really paying extra for it.
No.
You're not – so, I mean, if you're lucky enough to have a cable service where you are offered NFL Network, you're really not paying anything extra.
No,
the only way you're actually paying extra to get this NFL Network and to get these games to where they would be considered pay-per-view is if you go, I really want NFL Network, and so that is going to be the reason why I switch to DirecTV or the satellite companies that do it.
Hey, it's reason enough for me, that's for sure.
And I would do it, but the entry-level cost is high enough where I don't want to do it. So, but that's just me. I know there's a lot of people that
they do
switch.
They have deals all over time. You just got to wait for it when they say, you know,
free installation, free all this stuff.
Yeah, they
have that thing now where you get $50 if
but not,
I tell but, you,
but
you,
you
get
also,
$50. There you go.
Yeah, but there's
I get
also
$50. So you get a DVD player, $50, and a HD thing.
But also, I know this doesn't apply to everyone, but I live in an apartment. You don't always have the option of having that stuff. That is not always – you can live in an apartment complex where they say you are not allowed to have satellite, or – half the apartments in the complex don't have a ability to point it in the right direction because you have to point it like southwest or southeast or something like that.
Well, with DirecTV, you don't have to worry about that, though.
You used to be able to. You used to have to. I know when we used
I
to
want
have
it. How much is it?
If I tell you, you get $50 a free DVD player and all this stuff.
I need DVR, not DVD.
When I priced it out last summer, it was going to cost me an initial starter fee of over $200.
I don't want to do that. What's the monthly?
It's the same as cable. My dad wouldn't do it if it wasn't the same as cable.
That's true.
So, all right. I guess that's it for the news story. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Go ahead, and we're going to reset. We're gonna get some water.
Please send us an email.
4thandgoalshow@gmail.com. Also, go to 4thandgoalshow.blogspot.com, and you can go ahead and post comments to all of our wonderful posts, and I'm looking into getting a little forum set up. We'll see how that works out.
You get a forum set up, I'll get half those people from the left.
You
forum.
Should, dude.
I've got
bang
the software.
Bang the boards, man.
That's right.
Can we use this logo?
No, we cannot. I think that is.
I'm pretty sure
you
that's copied.
Say it
I'm
in
pretty
a post.
Sure we would get an email, an angry email.
I would just
immediately,
say
especially if Pauler goes there and's like,
oh, I don't go there anymore. I hate that guy. I said some things, and then he...
Go and start Flame Wars. No, yeah.
He deactivated my account. He didn't even say anything to me. I just walked
That's when you start alts.
What? Oh, yeah, right.
All
right,
we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we're going to be talking about the Lions. Are they going to be winners? And Tank Johnson, the idiot, pretty much. We'll be right back. Everyone, and welcome to 4th and Goal. Welcome back anyway. Gonna head and start moving into this new story here, and this has been pretty much my favorite story of the week. I tried to write about it a couple times on the blog, and twice I wrote up something and I went into to Blogger to post it, and my stupid Firefox crashed, so I figured, what the hell, I'll just save it for the podcast.
There you go.
But the headline of this wonderful article is Kidna boldly predicts that Lions will be winners in 2007. Now, Kidna went on a radio show and predicted that they will win 10 games.
Did they
in 2007
skewer him on this show?
I don't know. I hope that what this article doesn't say.
Detroit show, so they did not.
I'm hoping that it is a Detroit show, but I'm hoping that what this article doesn't leave out is that there was a dramatic pause and then laughing afterwards, because there is no way that they can get 10 games. And the reason why he says that, there's two reasons, and the first one is their schedule. which is apparently easy in his opinion. And yeah, it's
they
not
play
hard.
The Texans six times.
I've got their schedule here. They've got away games at Oakland, okay, Washington, Arizona, Minnesota, San Diego, and Chicago.
They're not going to beat Arizona.
They won't beat Chicago or San Diego.
All right, so from their away games, they might win, beat Oakland, maybe Washington.
Maybe.
That's about it. That they really have a good. So that's two. Now their home games.
Green Bay. They can beat Green Bay. Yeah, they're going to beat Green Bay. Green Bay's going to be.
They've got.
I think they can beat Green Bay both times. Minnesota, they probably split and they'll lose both games to Chicago.
I don't know if they would beat Green Bay both times. I don't think they would win an away game because it's the last game of the season and they're going to be playing in Lambeau Field in the middle of December.
It's going to be cold.
They're a dome team.
And they're a dome team.
That's true.
So I don't think they're going to win on the road at Green Bay. But they've got home games with Minnesota, Chicago, Tampa Bay, Denver, the Giants, Green Bay, Dallas, and KC.
Okay, so they win one of those games.
Yeah.
Maybe one. I say they win the Green Bay and the Minnesota game at home.
Let's put it this way. The Lions have won like 14 games in the past three seasons.
Yeah.
So I don't see them doing 10 in
they
one.
Got, what they got? They get, so their two reasons are Calvin Johnson and their schedule.
Yeah, and that's what his main reason for this optimism. He said that he originally thought because of Calvin Johnson they were going to be able to win 10 games, and now that he's looked at his schedule, he's been able to go back and he's readjusted this 10 game, and he said it's more now, but he's not telling anyone. But
it's probably 14. Easy.
He's
it's
quoted
the San Diego season.
He's quoted as saying that the reason why he wants or he thinks that the team is going to be so good is because of Calvin Johnson. And he says, I don't like putting a lot of pressure on people, but Calvin Johnson to me will have about the same impact that Reggie Bush had in New Orleans. He's everything that they said he was and more. So first, okay, you're not putting pressure on, but you're saying bring us from a 3-13 team to a 10-6,
which is a playoff team.
In the NFC,
NFC, yeah.
In that division, could be a division winner except for Chicago, but who knows? I mean, they might be
they'll be fine.
Up or down.
They'll be all right, I think so.
But this is the part that got me. First, Calvin Johnson, yeah, he's a great athlete. We still don't know what he's going to do. Detroit's kind of the place where wide receivers go from college to die.
Except for Roy Williams.
Still had one good season, right?
Just last season, but he's 2 years in. I mean, you know, he's developing.
Not the best place to go develop.
No.
No.
Well, when you have a John Kitna who's throwing to you, who I guess is their starter, but I didn't even know that was solidified.
Who'd they get? They got a backup.
They're not going to start Drew Stanton. I thought they had another vet.
Whatever. But the part that stuck out to me was the impact that Reggie Bush had in New Orleans. No, okay, yeah. I like that everyone usually points at Reggie Bush as the reason why they had a good year, but he wasn't it.
Colston had a bigger effect on that offense.
Drew Brees, and they had anything.
I know that, but
and
I'm saying Brees, as a rookie, Colston.
Marcus
and he's comparing Calvin Johnson to add seven more wins to this team by saying that he wants to have Bush-like season. Well, Bush didn't have that great of a season statistically. His best, the only way you can look at it and be like, that was a good year, is when you combine his all-purpose yards. You can do that, but I mean, he didn't stick out in any one area except for the combined.
Well,
he was 22nd rushing in the NFC with only 565 yards.
He was splitting touches. He was their secondary rusher at all times.
But McAllister got over 1,000 yards.
That's what I'm saying.
He was their secondary rusher.
Rusher.
He was... But you're saying that he's going to have the same impact on a player that was secondary, and it's going to bring you seven wins?
Okay.
Well, he had nine touchdowns.
I think you're overanalyzing this. I think what Kitna was saying is that I think Kitna was mistaken in when he said how much of an impact Reggie Bush had on New Orleans. I think the statement was more in the actual – I don't know. I know what he was trying to say. I can't put it into the words. The brain's not working hard enough to get out. But I know you're definitely overanalyzing what he said.
I think by going
with 22nd in the NFL.
I understand what Pollard is saying is that the type of mentality and drive that Bush had, Calvin Johnson may bring that to the team to boost it up. Kind of like what Bush did.
But what did Reggie Bush do until the second half of the season? He had like...
It doesn't matter what he did.
His combined yards was pretty okay. And if you
his combined yards from scrimmage, his yards from scrimmage for the season was 1,307.
How does that plus that equals more than that? Are you sure you're right?
565 plus 742?
Is a lot. Oh, 13. I thought it was 10. Yeah, but 1307 is not bad for a combined
For a rookie.
Not even a rookie. 1,300 yards. Let's say Calvin gets 1,300 yards. That's huge.
Well, see, you can't. That's why I said you can't compare
a running back to a wide receiver.
I think what he was saying.
And if Calvin gets 9 touchdowns, that's a good year too.
Exactly. I think he's going to have.
But it's not going to. It's still.
I was going to say it's not going to get him 7 more wins.
It's not going to get him 7 more wins. I understand.
John Kitna.
I understand. I understand the part where he was saying, you know, like comparing.
Is he even the best Kitna? Isn't there another one?
No, I don't think.
I think they would change their name. I understand where he's kind of going with Reggie Bush. I think if he were to say he's going to do, we're going to have the same year as the Saints.
That's what he actually did say. It's left out of that article. He did say that every year there's a team like the Saints.
Yeah, where's their hurricane? Because exactly they need one, or else it's not going to happen.
There needs to be a hurricane in Detroit, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. That's part of the reason.
Matt Millen's just like...
It's like, please, I'm supposed to be fired, but I draft okay sometimes.
It's easy to draft okay when you got top picks every year.
And he doesn't even do it okay every time.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's what he was saying. He did say that, though. He said that every year there's a team that goes from nothing to something, and we're going to be that team this year. I don't see it. I don't see it either, but I see it
with John Kitna not being the quarterback of that.
He's
of that
pooped.
Team.
Yeah, you've also got to bring in, to have the same year, you've got to bring in Breeze, a quarterback like Breeze, who's going to be third in the NFL in passer rating and top 10 in a bunch of statistics. You've got to have another, Colston, somebody else making it easy, and a good running back. They had one of the top.
I don't think they have any of what you just said.
The Saints had top caliber player in every skill position, at least one.
Yeah,
that's why they had a great year.
I don't even know who the running back up there is.
I don't either. That's just,
it's not Stewart anymore. I mean, it's probably Ron Dane or something. Pick up T.J. Duckett, one of those hot fire guys that fizzled so much after college.
Yeah. Duckett went somewhere.
Duckett, yeah, he did. I forgot. I thought he went to the Giants, but no. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's not the Giants.
Who are the Giants going to rush? They're not going
to
give Brandon Jacobs the ball.
They just picked somebody up. Did they just sign someone to try to replace
TV Barber?
TV Barber, yeah.
maybe it was Duckett.
Maybe. I thought he might have.
I don't remember. I just remember.
Whatever. I wouldn't give that guy the ball on first and second down anyways.
No, he's more of a power through the line, get you your first down if you need it that much. That's about it.
If you need it that much that you have to give it to him, your team's not doing so good.
All right, well, that conversation didn't go. I thought more people were going to step up and defend Bush, but whatever.
Well, I like Bush, and he's one of my favorite players to watch and stuff like that. But, I mean, I can't argue that he had a fantastic season. I think he had a really good rookie year.
I mean, the only thing that you could say about it is he had a lot of help.
But that's fine.
He had a good year. He was perfect for that.
And that's
system.
Why I don't. I think just Kitten is like slightly retarded or something because, like, maybe
he's just seeing,
he fell down the day before.
He's seeing more talent than he's ever seen in person.
He had some talent in Cincinnati when he
had Chad Johnson and TJ, who's your daddy, and things like that, and whatever. You know what? No, but I mean, in Detroit, there was actually a news article because Calvin Johnson dropped his first pass in camp. That was a news article. So I mean, you got
to
understand
that's
that he's probably
it's good to get
over,
it out of the way.
He's
just
way
like,
overexcited.
Oh yeah, he just wants to throw. He's going to force balls over there, and there's going to be picks on Calvin Johnson's side.
That's going to be awesome.
He's going to get frustrated
every time. The Bears are going to have so many more turnovers this year. I mean, positive.
The Lions? What?
The Bears. I'm saying. Because they play twice.
Yeah.
And they got that Tampa 2 defense.
What if John Kitna throws for like 3,500?
Here it is.
I thought you were going to say, like, what if he throws for 35 yards
next year? 3,500. Make it to the NFC Championship.
Well, we'll definitely be archiving this. So it ever,
how horrible.
As I was gonna say, you want to do a little bet? Where do the Lions actually end up? How
six
many wins?
Games?
Oh yeah, let's do that.
I'm gonna say
okay. I'll pull out the schedule again.
I don't even need the schedule.
We can put a hurricane on it or something. You know, it's whoever gets close.
I enjoy betting hurricanes because I win.
Delicious drinks of.
Do you want to also put how many touchdowns Kitna can throw?
That's too.
We're assuming he can throw. He might not even. He might not even finish the year there.
How horrendous would it be though if he was like if he had a Damon Heward type
the
start?
The next coming, just like I'm Peyton Manning.
He's
reborn.
Not even that guy. He's not that guy. He can't. They're winning six games.
I don't know.
No, they're not. That's actually.
I got to give them five. I'm looking at their schedule, and I got to give them five.
I give them four.
And one of them's just because it was any given Sunday type thing.
I give
them yeah, right?
Yeah, one of those is a freak win that I gave them.
San Diego.
No, yeah. No. Just on a, like, over a team like Chicago or something that they could
Cuba,
technically be.
What do you think? How many wins do you think they're going to have? Let's archive this.
I agree with Pollard. I think I was thinking five. If God helps them out, maybe seven.
God is not on their side.
5-7.
God
Craig,
has forsaken the Lions.
Your boy's on their team.
I'm going to take the over then. I'll go higher than what everybody says.
So you'll say eight? Eight?
I don't want to, but yeah, why not?
Okay.
I want to say six, but, you know,
we'll
Cuba Cuba took three fucking numbers. Commit, man.
My number is five.
Oh, okay. Then I'm that's where I wanted to be, six.
All right. I don't know. I mean, like, they could beat Oakland. They might not. They're on the road.
We didn't beat Oakland.
Yeah,
they're going to beat Oakland. Year. They're going to beat Minnesota once. I bet you they could beat Philadelphia because Donovan McNabb's not going to be playing after.
Well,
he will be playing then.
Playing,
he will
yeah,
be playing then.
He'll play then.
They'll beat Washington. That team's bad. They're going to beat Tampa Bay. That team's bad. That's almost six right there.
All right.
They'll get one other. Just like I said, miracles fucking happen.
All right. I think they'll beat Oakland. They'll probably split with either Minnesota or Philadelphia, one of the two.
They only play Philly once.
They only play Philly once.
Oh, I thought right. that, too. That's why I was like, they're going to win one because Donovan's going to be down.
Yeah, right?
They'll split with Minnesota, and they'll lose both to Chicago. I think they'll probably beat – see, my thing is Oakland, Minnesota, Green Bay twice. I think they'll beat Green
Bay.
You
think
they're
going to beat Green Bay twice?
Green Bay does not have a running back right now. They don't.
Their defense sucks. Who do
the Lions
their
have? Their defense is
their
awesome.
Secondary is not,
and now,
it's not awesome.
And Brett Favre's going to – I don't think he'll play the full season.
I don't see.
And I think their only offensive weapon right now is Donald Driver and maybe Bubba Franks or whatever his name is.
No, that's not a weapon.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
a weapon can hurt you.
Exactly.
It's like if we're,
they
in,
don't
a,
have
if we're in a fight, if I only have my fists, I don't have a weapon.
It's bad news for them. They don't have anybody.
I don't see them winning a game.
Oh, you know who their running back is? They picked, what's his name? Marshawn Lynch.
Oh.
That's
Did they get him?
That's Green Bay's running back.
Ooh, I don't see the Lions winning a game after they play Green Bay at home. They're going on the road to Minnesota, Dallas at home, on the road to San Diego, Casey at home, and
NFL,
then on the road to
dude. Any game, any time.
This is not a good team.
The
they'll beat a team like the Giants or Arizona on the road.
Yeah.
Because.
But they'll beat the Giants. They play the Giants at home.
I don't know if they'll beat them, but they could.
They could. They could beat anybody.
Could be
they could beat
teams.
Chicago. They could.
I'm going to have
say, Chicago is one of those teams where if their defense is just not playing that day.
Mike's going four, I can tell.
Yeah. I want to go three, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Huh?
This is funny.
Mike's I can tell. Four. He had that look in his eye. He was like, I'm going to write a four. So when they win six or above, I'm taking the 6+. I'm a genius.
Oh, you're taking the 6+? Oh.
Well, it's Price is Right style.
I want 5+ then.
You can't have 5+. What happens is, look.
I know what you're saying.
What we're doing right now is.
Well, then I bet a dollar. Because.
Then you get everything under.
Yeah.
But I have everything over. So.
That's fine.
Go Lions.
Craig, just for the shit of it, it'll be the fantasy game will be on the line, and he'll be like, fuck it. I want the Lions to win. Screw it.
All right. Well,
he's gonna draft Calvin Johnson. I'm just gonna call that right now.
I would like to. When's our draft? Can we make that soon? When are you leaving?
In like 3.5 weeks.
We gotta
weeks.
Make the draft.
We gotta make that soon.
Oh
we
yeah,
that soon.
I've been working on mine.
Oh yeah.
Well, good.
I'm coming ready.
We'll work out the details.
Okay, Reggie,
we'll
you win the first pick. Who are you taking?
Peyton Manning.
All right. Yeah. Better.
Better.
But if I had to go running back,
Michael Vick. What?
I as a running back, I was thinking of probably Maroney because Corey Dillon's gone now. Lawrence Maroney.
You take Maroney.
Yeah, you can have him.
Wait,
round.
As a first overall pick?
First running back pick?
LT, if I'm going to be first, yes, LT. But first round, LT is already going to be gone by the time it comes.
Well, we were
now.
Talking first overall.
First
overall, yeah, LT.
Okay.
You said
QB,
Peyton Manning already.
Peyton Manning.
Oh, look at this guy flexing his
stuff.
I'm
taking Tommy Bray.
He's like, you should have seen his face. He's like, QB? Peyton Manning.
We need to do this draft. We need to do this draft like next week or the week after.
Let's do it, man.
All right. We'll work
on
it out.
Record.
We'll work it out.
Next
we'll
week
do
probably
it.
Be bad. 4th of July.
The week after then.
That's fine with me.
Are we doing anything for 4th of July?
We'll talk about
you
that
know
after
what?
The show.
I think we have to actually talk about that because I don't know.
Okay.
We'll have to talk about that afterwards. But as much as
we almost
go ahead, Reggie.
Conversation.
I was going to say July 3rd, Cracker Barrel, watch fireworks at Crane's Roost. Who's up for it? It's food.
Can we drink at Cracker Barrel?
All we can do is go there and wait in line and get bad service.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be at Transformers. But yes. Let Mike roll this down because he's like, no.
He's becoming upset.
Just
I did get excited until Transformers came up and I went, Michael Bay.
Yep, Michael Bay.
God damn it.
Let it go, man. It'll be fine.
Whatever. All right. Well, as much as that, the Kitna story made me laugh when I saw it the first couple times, this story kind of made me angry just because I just think it's a lot of overreacting, but Tank Johnson getting waived by the Bears, and all right, yeah, I get it. He screwed up. He went to jail. He served his time. He's an idiot. He had his gun charges, but you know, I don't think it's that. It's not in nearly the same level as what Pac-Man or even Michael Vick I think is doing. Yeah, I don't think he's the direct responsible for any of the harm that came to the people around him. He just happened to be there, and that's why he got cited. Tank Johnson, when he got when his friend was shot and killed, but I don't think he had anything to do with the actual incident. They just said he was at the club, and that's why he got suspended and everything from the league. He went to jail because of gun charges, and was his home was raided a couple years ago. They found a bunch of guns that weren't registered, and since then he's had more
a black
guns.
Man with guns.
So he's
what?
An idiot.
That doesn't happen in the United States of America.
But this part...
Where did he get those weapons?
But last week...
from another black fellow?
Racism abounds. Go.
Tank Johnson...
Shut your mouth, Craig. Let Mike...
He was suspended for 8 games this year. And they said they might knock it down to 6 if he's on good behavior, doesn't get involved with the law anymore. Well, okay. This what happened last week, he was stopped for driving 40 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone. And they said that... You know, the observations the officer made him seem that he was impaired. Well, he's an idiot. He is impaired. But they cited him for DUI, impaired to the slightest degree, whatever the fuck that means. I mean, pretty much that just means he didn't blow whatever the legal limit is there, 0.08, point whatever the limit is.
What happened is he did not do a blow. He rejected that. In Florida, when you get your driver's license, you automatically subject yourself to that by just carrying the license. But in Arizona, where he was, I don't know what his license said, but if you're driving out of state, you do not have to do a DUI, a blow.
Well, and they took his
it's
blood.
It's all about the policeman's thing, and 2 weeks from now, we'll find out how.
Yeah,
how
2 weeks. They said he was cooperative. They didn't charge him with anything.
Nope.
And to be waived by this is bullshit to me. I mean, it's
not
like,
that. It's not that. It's a saving face thing. The Bears came out and
everybody
said,
gets pulled over.
No,
for
no,
40
no, 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 no. He came out and said, "I'm going to be this is my year. I'm going to be the man of the NFL's man of the year this year." The Bears came out and said, "We support Tank and everything he does. We he's a great guy. He doesn't do anything stupid. This kind of thing happens.
A speeding ticket?
No,
a speeding ticket is going to make
speeding
you
ticket. It's the fact that he was cooperative, but he didn't blow. If he had blown, all he had to do he specifically decided not to blow, and that makes it everything. That's like pleading the fifth."
But you could have a couple drinks. What if he had a couple drinks and was like, I don't want to risk it. I'm already under enough pressure right now. I don't want to risk blowing and possibly coming, you know, having
why put yourself
whatever
in this situation. I'm pretty sure actually something with his probation got something happened there.
They didn't touch anything.
It's
with
a big
his,
mistake for the Giants. The Giants. The,
I don't
for
think
the
it's
Bears.
A big mistake at
He's
all.
He's good, and that's a problem. They're gonna have a hole on their line now. On
and
the
they've already
line.
They've already lost enough people.
No, it's terrible. He's a good guy. He's a really not okay. Not in life. I mean, like he's a good football player. He's actually gonna get picked up when his suspension is over, and he's gonna do well for another team. And it's a damn shame that Chicago couldn't keep that locked down because they're already gonna have enough problems this year.
I really think. I think they pretty much told it. They gave him an ultimatum. That's what happened. I think they said,
yeah,
"You mess up again,
a
even
speeding
to the slightest,
ticket.
No, you mess up again, even to the slightest
no,
degree.
That's bullshit. A speeding ticket does not equate
it's,
losing man of the year status.
It's
the
it's
only
not the speeding ticket.
It's
the
alcohol
to the slightest degree."
But that's ridiculous.
I didn't even know they had a term for that.
Nobody knows what that is.
I'm impaired to the slightest degree every morning when I drive to work.
All that means is the cop either had something where maybe he stumbled or maybe he smelled a little bit on the breath or maybe he saw a bottle or something in the back seat. Whatever. All the cop has to do is go, I have a hunch that this guy's drinking, and if he doesn't do the test or whatever, apparently they can just slap this tag on because they had to take his blood.
Or you could be in Arizona, and a white cop could see a 6'5" enormous black guy and have a hunch about whatever he feels like having a hunch about.
Look, 40 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone is not a bad speeding ticket. I've gotten a speeding ticket 40
into 25.
I've gotten
worse as well. I've gotten –
yes,
I've
you have.
Been doing things on the highways.
On Cantor Club Road.
Yes.
And, no, the point is that they said you even mess up to the slightest degree, and I think – I mean, I'm not sure that they said those words, but you mess up even just a little. Even just a little, you're done here.
Be ironic if they said slightest degree.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I said that because I'm reading it, but that'd be hilarious if they said slightest degree. No, they said you mess up a little bit, and you, they didn't want to go back on the word. He messed up a little bit, even a little bit, and they said you're gone.
Huge mistake.
Lovie Smith came out in a statement, quoted in the article, said, "A lot of people within our organization gave extra time and energy to support Tank. Players, coaches, and our front office. We did our best to establish an environment for him to move forward. Ultimately, Tank needed to live up to his side of the deal." A speeding ticket is not failing your side of the deal.
Dude, it's not the speeding part.
It is. No, it isn't. The DUI impaired to the slightest degree is negligible.
You're absolutely 100% wrong. It has nothing to do with the speeding ticket.
It has everything
to do with that he might have been driving drunk.
And even if he wasn't,
they don't care. They don't want that kind of heat. I think it was a mistake that they released him, but that's what they're presenting.
What they're doing has nothing to do with the speeding. They're releasing.
I'd love them to come out and say it has everything to do with the speeding.
That would be great.
No, they're releasing him before he gets charged with anything. Because as soon as he gets charged, then if they release him, it's all about he can sue them for releasing him on conduct. They cannot do that right now. He hasn't been charged with anything, so
they can release him for whatever reason they want.
No, they cannot. They cannot.
They can release you if they don't
want to. You cannot release any player for any conduct charges. If they get in trouble.
Yeah, but you can go, I just don't want to pay him his money anymore.
You can't do that because their lawyer will say otherwise. They
do it all the time.
No, they don't. Every time
players get released all the time.
Not when they're legally inclined.
Not right after they get in trouble. If they get in trouble with the law, right after that, if they get released, like the guy in the Saints, they did it a couple weeks ago. Or a couple months ago, they got in trouble. They got sued by the player, and then they had to reestablish him on the roster and pay him his money.
Players get locked out all the time. I understand the whole conduct thing, but he's got an 8-game suspension. They could tell him not to come back. They've done it to players in the past. Look, don't come back. We don't like your attitude here. They did it to Keyshawn Johnson. Tampa Bay locked him out. They locked out.
No, it's different between locking out a player. And
that guy didn't get arrested.
I understand that, but you can.
You don't understand it. You're not.
I do understand. They don't need to do it. They don't need to do it right now. All this is they were waiting for the slightest reason to get rid of him.
No, they had to get. If they told him if you screw up, you're gone. And the problem is if he gets charged with anything, they cannot release him thereafter without having some kind of proof of him not performing up to his contract. If he's not performing, they can release him on that. But he's not playing right now. And so as soon as he gets charged with something, they cannot release him.
Attitude and conduct, two different things. That's the thing. You could get released on attitude, but for performing badly with conduct outside of the NFL as far as drug charges.
Yeah.
Michael Vick, if he gets convicted, they can't really release him. Well, actually, they could.
No, they can't because there's a contract. There's a soft time period where as soon as they do it, he can have his lawyers. That it's happened three times within between the Super Bowl.
Those boys are protected. They know they're going to jail sometimes.
It does well in that sense. Then that's a stupid clause because there
is not a clause. You cannot release a player as an NFL team because of his conduct. You can't do it.
But you can release him for every other reason in the world.
Yes,
you can release him because you sneezed and you got something on. He sneezed on you and like you're gone.
No, you can't.
You can release a player at any time. They get released all the time.
They get released when they're not performing up to
their standards. It's the same thing.
They get released when they don't want to get paid. There are star players that get released.
It's the same thing in the real world.
So why can't they release Lance Briggs?
Fired.
Why can't they release Asante Samuel? Why can't they release
any? Go ahead.
Why would they release Asante Samuel?
Shut up, Pollard.
I was going to say, it's the same thing in the real world. If I'm a boss in the state of Florida, I can fire you because I don't like the way your hair looks on Friday. But I cannot fire you for the fact that you're a woman, the fact, you know, this or that, or something specific that goes on at work. It's the same thing.
And he can't fire, like if I work for Mr. Cuba and I get a DUI in my life, he can't fire me for right. that. But he could fire me for coming in and saying something that he didn't like.
Exactly.
It's just there are weird, weird agreement rules when there's just
contracts
weird stuff. It's
in
funny
every
stuff.
You cannot. The NFL can do whatever they want as far as punishing him. The teams are limited in what they can do to punish people. And
right.
one of those limitations is you cannot punish somebody by releasing them. It cannot releasing you from your contract is not cannot be a punishment in the NFL.
That doesn't make any sense to me because players get released all the time, and for somebody, an actual reason would be conduct.
Do you remember any of them that got released after getting arrested?
But he's got a long time to go before he gets either arrested or even that little...
He could be arrested in 2 weeks.
He could be arrested in 2 weeks, but then he's got a long time before he even takes it down for them. They could waive him at any time after
that. They don't want that. They don't want any of that. They don't want another conviction.
They don't want any of the media attention. They don't
want any of it. They just rode him through jail the whole way.
And then he screws up as soon as he gets out with this maybe a DUI.
Maybe.
But that's the thing. Probably they know Tank Johnson pretty good, and they're like, you know, he probably can handle his liquor pretty well, and if he seems slightly impaired, that means he's probably impaired.
Well, I mean, he very well could, but he could also come back clean.
I think he's probably going to be close to the limit, if not over. We should take odds on that. 2 weeks.
Yeah, but they
don't even know what the
blood
limit is.
Too late, man.
I don't even know what the limit is.
I'm saying he's coming under.
It's 0.08 in every.
He's not going to be over. It's not 0.08 in every state, though.
It's 0.08 in like 90% of them.
There is a state. I think it is 0.11. I'm not kidding.
And there's a difference between DUI and DWI.
Right. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, right. Let's move, man.
You can get pulled over and you know booked for a DUI if you have even the slightest amount of alcohol content.
There's a guy who got pulled over for driving a golf cart. He was too drunk to drive his car, so he decided to be responsible driving.
You
golf
can't
cart.
Bicycle even. You
yeah,
can't.
Yeah. You can get a DUI on a bicycle. That's the worst.
People.
Well, DWI is worse, right?
DWI is like I think that's pretty much. It's states I think have either or. Not both. I think a DWI is you have to be at that limit or above. DUI, you could get a slap on the wrist for even just anything.
Hell, DUI ain't no slap on the wrist, man. That goes on your record. That's $5,000. You need to pay a lawyer to
get
you off.
But I mean, like,
you
could get like a 0.03, and if you've got a dick cop, they could say, you know, you're still under the influence.
Right.
You're just not legally drunk.
Yep.
It's happened, so.
That sucks.
It does. But whatever. Right.
Yeah, so I'm not disagreeing that it's maybe not the smartest move, but I'm pretty sure that they gave him an ultimatum and said, if you screw up one more time, you're done here.
I just think they're going to miss the defensive line.
Well, they shot themselves in the foot on a knee-jerk reaction, in my opinion. Because
it's not a knee-jerk reaction. No way. They don't. NFL teams don't make knee-jerk reactions because for this stuff. It's not like, oh, my God, Tank Johnson's in trouble again. What are we going to do? Get rid of him. It's not like
Yeah, they
that.
Might have thought about it.
I'm sure they might have thought about it, but I still – all right, first off, he's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
somebody's going to pick him up.
He can't play for 8 games.
He can't play for eight games.
I don't think he'll play this entire season.
Probably not.
Because he's going to come in on a – you can't just learn a new system when you can't even show up to practice for 8 games.
Yeah, he can't be at the facility. Yeah.
He can't be at their facility.
He could still get –
he can't come in halfway
get,
through the system
but he could
and
still,
just learn a new
– he might not come in and play right away, but he
can – play this year.
He could provide some support if a team is really needing him. First, they might sign him soon.
He still can't learn – all he can do is look at their playbook. He can't practice for 8. He can't. He's not
at their facility. He can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he has to like do his own shit.
Yeah. He'll keep in shape.
No, we don't know that. We've seen plenty of dudes mess that up.
Lin Whale White.
Yeah. Right. Come on now.
On that site, they call him Lin Whale White.
Oh. he's a bit heavy for a running back.
He's like 285. He came to camp. It's ridiculous. No, but
why
I mean,
do they do that? Those stupid kids, man.
Whatever. You know, he's stupid kids. He was fat in
USC. I know.
No, but he was fat even like in the off season. He got real fat.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Even fatter and fatter.
Well, there's some there's some time frame. I'm not sure what it is where he could be picked up by any. His current contract could just be picked up by a team.
Yep.
And then if whenever that time period expires, whenever it was, he's gonna be a free agent. So
he's gonna get picked up.
He'll get picked up. I'm not debating whether he get picked up. I'm saying he probably won't play a game this
year.
Well,
who do you think's gonna take him?
Oh, geez, that's too. Who needs a lineman right when he's available?
Anybody.
Is what's going
to
happen.
Anybody.
It's like
well,
it, doesn't,
any,
it could be, it could be absolutely anybody.
Cowboys. He could be on the Cowboys. I think that was one of the stories.
That wouldn't
the
be
big
bad. They got Ware off the other end.
The big pushes are going to be
Ware
who needs
off.
A defensive end.
Who
needs that position enough where they would want to put up with this and wait 8 games before they could even get him?
The Cowboys have money.
Yeah,
like they
lost
even.
Patrick Kearney. The Falcons did. So,
they
would probably
the Falcons would be big on that one.
The Cowboys
there's,
are.
There's
in
a
there.
Lot of teams. It might even be in his interest to become a free agent in the
it
long
could,
run.
Yeah, that's fine. But what I'm saying is he's gonna. There's gonna be a big buffer period before he can actually legitimately not be a liability on the field, especially coming in. Coming in cold,
8 weeks off.
8 weeks into the season, you realize how much faster people are because they've been back into it. It's the. He's not gonna be good for another couple of years.
No, he'll be fine next season.
I think,
maybe
if he keeps
out of trouble. Second, he gets convicted again.
If he plays a limited role,
man.
I don't know if you're right by not playing completely. He might not start, but he could definitely come in. I think after those 8 weeks, a week or two, come in a limited position role. support.
Maybe.
Play a down or two, work his way into the system, and, you know, who knows. But
I'm not saying he won't play it down, but I'm pretty sure he will not start this season.
He ain't going to be sacking people, making fumbles happen until week 16, if anything.
Exactly. I mean, you know what?
Everyone's taking the week off at that point anyway.
Unless
you're in a playoff push.
A lot of people are in a playoff push at that time.
I think any team that he'll be on, it'll depend if he gets on that good of a team.
Well, depending on when he signs. If he signs sometime soon, that team might very well be in. I mean, he's not going to have any control over where he goes at that point. But there's a lot of teams that he could go to that would be in a position where they might just need, you know, one play made by somebody coming off the bench.
Different sets coming in, stuff like that. Yeah,
he's good.
He could come in and play any of those packages. So,
yeah. No, I agree with that. I'm just saying.
I just think in the long run.
What are you saying? Silence? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying I don't want to say it again is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm down with you.
In the long run, huge mistake by the Bears, I think. Unless Tank Johnson comes out and.
It's a system team.
I agree. There was a mistake, though. I do.
A lot of things happened in that from the offseason that they've lost some key players.
I really don't think they should have dropped him like that. It's just my opinion.
Hold on a second.
I just don't think there's a reason why you could have ridden out his thing, his contract. You don't pay him for his 8-game suspension. That's an unpaid suspension. They should have held off. I don't think it was knee jerk. I think they thought about it and they're like, well, we don't want this heat. It's already bad enough. We've got a lot of problems.
I just don't think they wanted anything to do with him. And his
they showed that we don't want anything to do with Tank Johnson. Let
his
someone else have a problem with
good,
this kid.
He's not great.
He's not great.
So his level of play didn't warrant the trouble, and I think they had
a
cost-benefit ratio.
If Peyton
thing
does a DUI, I think that we won't even hear about it.
Yeah.
I think that people will get sniped, like the cop is eliminated immediately. Roger Goodell personally eliminates him, chloroform and stuff. I mean, I think Peyton Manning could like murder. Oh, well, you know, we didn't talk about it. It's not even real sports, but it made me sad, and I know Reggie probably knows Chris Benoit. WWE guy.
Hold on. Hold on that one. I found the names of the guys that they've lost and are still like recovering. Tommy Harris is still recovering from that hamstring injury. Who knows when he could come back from that because
Briggs, question mark on Briggs.
Alphonso Boone and Ian Scott are both gone. They're veteran players, but that just means that they're going to have to rely on Dusty Drovacek or whatever
their
the hell.
Their defense is a system team.
That guy's actually good. The one you just
I know, but it's a second
name.
Year pro.
What
know,
I'm saying
they're just
is,
you don't know what you're going to get from these guys.
These guys, it's such a system team, is what I'm saying. That defense is like the most system defense in the
They keep their linebackers.
NFL.
They're fine.
Yeah, well, they plug anybody in there. You never heard of Lance Briggs until he came in here, and he's
Urlacher.
A system guy. They showed it on one of the ESPN shows where it's just like they have this thing that they do where it's whoever's in there, as long as they know how to tackle and they know that and they're big and they fit the right profile, they'll do well in the system. And it's the same way with the line, and it's the same way with the safeties and cornerbacks. That's why a guy like Nate Vasher, who would go to any team where he had serious responsibilities, not a Tampa 2 where all he has is a short zone. Where the safeties are the big guys in the Tampa 2. Nate Vasher goes to any other team, and he's a mediocre cornerback. A mediocre cornerback, at best. So that's what I'm saying. You go. This team is such as all the Tampa 2 teams are a very, very – they're system teams, and you just plug in a guy who fits the physical profile and knows how to tackle. As long as he's got a certain amount of talent, he's going to do well in the system.
It's true.
So that's why Tank Johnson is not that much of an asset where they got to deal with all this crap.
I guess they just cut the fat, their losses. They feel like they lost enough.
You don't want to turn to young players to rely on them because there's nobody to back them up.
I'm pretty sure they got somebody to back Tank Johnson up, and I'm pretty sure he's probably the same.
No,
size.
They've
I'm
got.
Pretty sure
they've got
know
this
his name just like Tank Johnson in a year.
Maybe
it's very possible. I mean, this guy is apparently good, but he's also untested. You don't know,
Dusty's
behind him.
Dusty's all right.
You don't know who's behind Dusty, and you don't know who's on the other side. And to
but you never
all
do
these
in
other.
The NFL. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they should have straight up released him. I just think that he got himself into a bad spot.
He put himself and the organization into a bad spot. They don't want
to
deal with it.
And they had to cut it. They had to drop him because he's making them look bad. He's making the Chicago Bears look bad. And the Chicago Bears don't want to be the Cincinnati Bengals.
They got enough problems right now with that.
Another Bengal got arrested too.
God damn, those boys are.
How many arrests is that? Like
it's
10 or 11?
It's for the team?
14,
I don't know.
14,
it's ridiculous.
14 since the beginning of last season.
So they don't.
And
have
that was
many
when
wins.
they like cracked down.
And 9 of them were Chris Henry.
Yeah. What's his suspension? Have they? What have they done with
eight
him?
Games.
Eight games. Eight games.
I knew that something came down.
He's actually the only one that actually hasn't done anything. He was in the news, almost beat up a 16-year-old, but then they said he didn't.
He thought about it. He was like,
"No, no, like there was, he was up in the news. There's a like a 16-year-old kid was in living that lives in his neighborhood was like, Chris Henry beat the crap out of me, and then like
he probably was like, Mom, punch me. I got a good idea for money,
right? You can see Chris Henry living here. I would punch myself and be like, dude, he hit me in the eyeball, right in the eyeball, and I and whatever. I'll know that alien looking fucking that alien looking motherfucker from anywhere. Oh, hit me in the eyeball. I saw his fist. He's tall. He looks like a receiver.
For the Bengals.
For the Bengals.
He's wearing a lot of jewelry.
Yeah, but so yeah, so he almost got in trouble. Almost. His name got cleared, I guess.
Oh man.
That's a wrap. You want to go down the locker room like I punched a 16-year-old.
Oh, it's the greatest story ever. He's like, I was walking with my friend and then two football players got out of a van and beat me up.
Chris Henry jumped out of some bushes and pushed me.
It was Chris Henry and a rookie from the team that they said. He's like, and I
would be better if it happened and it got swept.
Yeah, probably.
Be so much better that Chris Henry and a rookie are jumping 16-year-olds because it's like it's that same complex that I think DMX the rapper got into. They gave him like millions and millions of dollars for his albums, millions of dollars for his movies. He steals a car.
Yep.
Why you need a car, bro?
Wait, and it was a piece of shit Honda Civic.
Yeah, yeah. Why you need a car? Is there money in the car?
He was because you already have money. Next role in Fast and the Furious.
Well, he went in that, but I hope so. It makes no sense. These guys, you give them all they need in life, and they just need to beat up a 16-year-old. That's what they need, man.
Oh man, ridiculous.
So next up for the Roger Goodell and the disciplinary thing is that Frosty Rucker and Joey Porter got to go see him. So there's that.
Nice. Joey Porter for the punching yeah.
Levi Jones in the face. That's another Bengal that was in a altercation.
Who also got a fist of Joey of a big black fist in his face,
and then said that he sucker punched him in a Vegas casino.
Vegas has some awesome stories coming out.
Yeah, why can't nothing
out?
Go down? I guess we were in Paris. Then nobody does anything.
Ain't nobody doing nothing. Where were they?
In the Palms, probably. Everything happens in the Palms.
We should have went there.
I know. Well, it was a while away. We didn't go to. We didn't do things.
All right. Well, we are on our way out here. But while you can, it's going to be about a
Mike's
week. We're going to come
for so long.
What's that?
You've wanted this for so long.
Let's get out of here.
Just to end.
We're
it.
Almost done.
We're
these
almost
are
out.
Principles. No.
I'm hoping you have something to come back for next from next
every week.
But
something random.
Yeah. Non sequiturs left and right.
Yeah. Right.
We're going to be gone. We will be back next week, but while we're away, if you miss us, go ahead and go to fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. Check it out. You can also head over and send us an email to fourthandgoalshow@gmail.com, and make sure to come back next week. We will be here, and you can download us, get the RSS feed off of our blog, and go ahead and...
You confused everyone.
I did. It's I just right. confused myself. You can subscribe to our show. Just go to fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. Follow the links. We'll be putting them up soon. And when I post the show, you'll find out how.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully definitely subscribe to the show. That way you never have to work again. It just automatically comes like magic.
It is like magic.
Oh, that plays in what I was going to say. I wish I could have done it just then and not said, oh. It's over. Now it's going to be the lamest. I'm not even going to say it now.
It goes like magic.
Yeah. It goes like magic. Good night.
Goes down like buttery magic. Oh, Jesus.
We make magic with our mouths. Good night, world.
Wow. For Pollard, Reggie, Cuba, Craig, I'm Mike Thomas. Fourthandgoalshow.blogspot.com. Go there and be back next week for another episode, another thrilling episode of
Chilling.
Fourth. Chilling, thrilling, fantastic, amazing, the best episode of Fourth and Goal.
Just keep with the ing at that point. Thrilling, chilling, spilling,
ran out of
whirling.
Words.
Just go with it.
Music, please.